Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham. Embracing what's fun with Connecticut on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Now, Morgan Cunningham, and welcome to Spotlight Connecticut. This week, we're going to be in Woodbury. But before we can get to that, I just can't get over last week's conversation on Spotlight Connecticut when my guest was Brendan Hall, a Marlboro, Connecticut native, going to outer space. It's been a week since we've had that conversation, and I am still hearing remarks from people who are impressed beyond belief that their neighbors here in Connecticut might actually be going to space, as Brendan is. You don't know what your neighbors are doing. John and Granby, who's one of our big fans, he sent me an email. I believe it was Sunday. He sent me an email and said that he was absolutely fascinated by the program and that he had no idea what some of his neighbors might actually be up to, what they might be doing. And that's the whole point. That's what Spotlight Connecticut is all about. I'm trying to highlight people stories and business stories and all kinds of things going on in Connecticut that you might not hear during the week. That's what this program is all about. And I want to say thank you to our friends at WCBS News Radio 880 because they took some excerpts from my interview with Brendan Hall and played them during their newscasts last week because WCBS, they're kind of tri-state focused. They touch a little bit on, obviously, New York, where they're based out of, but a little bit of New Jersey, a little bit of Connecticut, kind of a smorgasbord of everything going on in these three states and some other macro issues that are happening in the country and around the world, but they focus on these three states, and I can't thank that team enough for picking up on that interview and playing some excerpts in the news and helping to bring Brendan's story to an even bigger audience and sharing it with even more people. If anybody missed it, or if you're tuning in right now and you're saying, wait a second, there's a Connecticut native going to space, all you've got to do is find the podcast. You can find all of the podcasts to all of the shows that we've done on Spotlight Connecticut since the big launch last November. Just go to WTIC.com and under podcasts, if you put your mouse over podcasts, you can select Spotlight Connecticut, and there you can pick any one of the shows that you find interesting. This show will be posted. They usually get posted on Monday, if not Monday, Tuesday. So early in the week, look for the show that happened on Saturday. It will be podcast available and ready for you. And the one about space travel being the next journey for filmmaker Brendan Hall, a native of Marlboro, Connecticut, that one is certainly uploaded for you to enjoy. Now, this week, it's something that you can really listen to, take some notes, and prepare for a day trip because you can go all the way out to Woodbury, Connecticut. It's not as far as you think, and it's pretty easy to access off I-84. Head over to the Flanders Nature Center and Land Trust because for the next few weeks, as long as supplies last and it's that kind of season, and the season's here, maple syrup season. Everybody wants some maple candies. They want to get fresh maple syrup for their pancakes. And this is maple syrup that isn't coming from Vermont. It's not coming from Canada. It's not being made in a laboratory somewhere. It's coming from right here in Connecticut. Of course, there are all kinds of options for maple in Connecticut. We do have a pretty good maple market here in the state that grosses about $1 million each year. And you can enjoy maple syrup from Woodbury right on this land preserve. And we're going to tell you all about it, all about the process, all about the history of Flanders. You don't want to miss it this week. So stay tuned and make sure you have your pen and paper ready, because we're going to share some information for you on how you can enjoy maple syrup from Flanders Nature Center and Land Trust on Spotlight Connecticut.
This is WTIC in Hartford.
Hi, this is Erin in Stamford, and you're listening to Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham. Woo!
On Spotlight Connecticut today, we head over to Western Connecticut. My guest is Vince LaFontaine, Executive Director of the Flanders Nature Center and Land Trust. Vince, a great pleasure to have you on Spotlight Connecticut today. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you, Morgan, for having me join you today. Looking forward to it.
I think we should just start with the fact that it's your 60th anniversary. The history is so ripe at Flanders, and congratulations on 60 years, Vince.
Thank you so much. This is a really exciting year for Flanders. The Nature Center was founded in 1963. It was our original donor and visionary founder, Natalie Van Vleck. She donated where our teaching campus is, the Van Vleck Campus and Farm and Nature Preserve on Flanders Road in Woodbury, Connecticut in 1963. But it was really a combination of our visionary original donor and the Junior League, the Women's Junior League of Waterbury. They were the true partnership, and they were the true volunteers who really got the Nature Center off the ground in the early 1960s. And it's just really very exciting to think that now, 60 years later, the Nature Center is larger. We're really a growing organization. It's larger than ever before, with many, many programs that we do here at the Nature Center throughout the entire year. But I know you're here today asking me about our maple syrup season.
Well, we are here to talk quite a bit about maple, and it's one of those topics that every time, right around now, the end of February, beginning of March, you hear so much talk about maple in Connecticut. It's kind of this little niche thing. We're not Vermont, right? But we are Connecticut. We've got great maple syrup here. And I'm curious about everything to do with maple at Flanders. Now, Vince, could you talk about maple at Flanders in general? About when did you guys start getting involved in producing maple products there?
Well, I don't know the exact date, whether it was 63 or 64, but one of those first initial years that the Nature Center was founded, a neighboring property owner, the Fleming family, they had a small maple operation that was already ongoing, and they allowed Flanders to the Nature Center and the volunteers to join in and do some syrup making over there. So it's really one of the first programs that Flanders, when it was founded, has been doing. So going on 60 years, pretty incredible. But, you know, maple syrup production is, as you said, Morgan, unique to New England. And Connecticut played a really important role in many things about how, you know, a lot of smart, bright people in Connecticut who have some great ingenuity and throughout New England, and there was lots of innovative things that have been developed here in this area about maple syrup making.
How has it changed over time from when you were younger and you went to that class to now? Have you noticed yourself any differences in maple production for syrup, for instance, in Connecticut?
Sure. First thing I'd say to you is that when I was a young person, it was mainly buckets. And we still have a lot of buckets on trees, and it's a beautiful, iconic scene throughout the Northeast to look at that type of a thing. But maple syrup production has changed. In modern maple syrup production, there's a lot more collection of the maple sap that's being done through tubing. Flanders has both buckets and tubing for collecting of its maple sap here. But a lot of the commercial producers in Connecticut, they have transitioned completely away from buckets, and they are all collecting their sap from plastic tubing that's connected from tree to tree and then to a receptacle where they can just go and pump the sap out of the a tank at the end. That one, and then I would say another one, which is in the finished product, filtering of the syrup at the end of production when you get that golden, beautiful syrup. You used to have to filter it using a felt filter or a synthetic filter. Now there's something called a filter press, which allows for a little more ease and efficiency in regards to filtering that syrup at the end.
When you were a kid and you're watching this process, a demonstration for the first time, I have the same kind of story because I remember going to a local maple fest in Connecticut when I was a child, and I witnessed it. I saw the boiling, the filtration. They had a nice demo. When you're watching this, being younger yourself, did you find yourself fascinated, perhaps like I did, by it?
Yeah, it's one of those things that it's truly a little magical, because you even to do it in your own backyard, you really don't need too much. You need to have a hard maple. Frankly, you can get maple sap from any of the trees in the maple family, but the sweetest of them, the one with the highest sugar content, is our hard maples, which we have a lot of here in Connecticut. So you just need a hard maple. You need to be able to drill and tap in a small little spile or spout, and then collect that sap into some type of a receptacle. And then, frankly, you could take that sap and put it on a grill in your backyard, and it would take you a long time to evaporate out that water to get to the maple syrup, but you could do it. You really don't need a lot of things. And I know as a young person, I was kind of mesmerized by the process of going into the old Fleming sap house here at Flanders and seeing those retired guys that were running the evaporator, smelling the sweet smell of that evaporating water and sap that's in the evaporator, and then tasting that just delicious golden maple syrup at the end.
Do you know the number? How much sap does it take to get a gallon of maple syrup? As you mentioned, you've got to boil off all of the water and everything. Do you have a number?
Yeah, it's the average is 40 gallons of maple sap to 1 gallon of maple syrup. And not every tree is created equal. Some trees have a higher sugar content in their maple sap than other trees. Again, back to the hard maple, which has the highest on average sugar content versus a red maple, which still can make maple syrup, very good tasting, but it would take a little more sap to get to it because of a higher water content. Quite something if you think about having 40 gallons of liquid coming in and then needing to get all of that water out of there, 39 gallons of water to get down to 1 gallon of syrup.
Wow, that is a lot. Our guest this week on Spotlight Connecticut, Vince LaFontaine, Executive Director of the Flanders Nature Center and Land Trust. Vince, are you guys producing your own syrup at Flanders, or are you just doing the demos?
Yeah, no, it is quite a operation here. We are producing our own syrup. Last year, it was a very good season last year. We produced a little over 130 gallons of maple syrup, which when you think of it, most of the time we're selling the syrup in quarts or pints. It's quite a few pints of maple syrup. Right now, we have a little over 500 trees capped, both on Nature Center properties, but I guess one of the special things about Flanders Nature Center is we have many private residents in Woodbury, in the town of Woodbury, and in the town of Bethlehem, who are really kind. We have 25 different residents who allow us to hang some buckets on their trees, and which is kind of makes it a real community project here.
About how many acres are on Flanders?
Yeah, Flanders in total is a little over 2,400 acres of land.
Wow.
Most of it is that the maple syrup production, though, is at the Van Vleck campus, where the actual nature center is itself. Some of our other large preserves that we have, we do not tap the maple trees there. So most of the tapping occurs at Van Vleck.
You must need a lot of volunteers, not to just keep up with that land, but specifically for all of the maple efforts. You must have a lot of people helping out at Flanders.
It is back to that, you know, kind of exciting thing about it's been happening here for so long. It's a family tradition for a lot of folks. On our tapping day, which was on Sunday, February 5th, just a couple weeks ago, we had 120 people come out. Weekend warriors to families with young children. It was a fun sight. They were out here, and we tapped in the over 500 taps on that single day. It was a lot of hands, and it was a fun day.
You mentioned tapping weekend, right, and that was February 5th, not too long ago. How long does it take to actually start getting sap out of the trees? You boil it, you get your syrup made, or whatever else you might be making with maple syrup or sap. Does it take the whole month of February or just about to get that whole process flowing and going?
Yeah, and so much of that, Morgan, has to do with temperature. We were lucky if you may recall, on February 4th, we had that extreme cold day.
Yes.
When it was negative degrees. February 5th, it warmed up quite quickly. And last week was our first true week in which we had all the buckets and tubing all hung out there. And we actually collected quite a lot of maple sap. Last week was a great example of the type of weather you hope for as a maple syrup production, where you have nights that are in the 20s and days that are in the 40s. So you have that change in temperature, change in pressure. The sap moves from the root system of the trees up into the limbs of the trees, and that's when it's collected by those tapholes that you put. To answer your question exactly, we really are dependent on Mother Nature. You need to have some cold nights, warm days. You can't have too many stretches of warm days because then trees think that it's spring and they're going to start producing their leaves. So you do need a drawn-out winter season.
But in all, has the weather lately been pretty good?
The past week, very good. But looking ahead, it looks like it's going to be too warm. When I was just looking at the next week that's coming up, the daytime temperatures in the 50s and 60s even are going to make it so that the sap is going to remain static in the tree. It will not have that change where it is because of temperature and pressure moving. So that doesn't look so good. So I'm actually crossing my fingers that we have a little bit of a cold downturn and maybe even some snow, that mystery that this winter has been very, very quiet in regards to having snow.
We are in Woodbury, Connecticut right now at the Flanders Nature Center and Land Trust talking all about that place and its maple. Our guest is Vince LaFontaine. He's the executive director of Flanders. Vince, real quick, before we get into our break, and then on the other side of the break, we're going to talk more specifically about the demos you guys have, a pancake fundraiser on the way as well. Talk about the people involved that come here. We're talking about families, young children, and you're seeing them all, aren't you?
Really am. Flanders, over the many decades we've been here, it's become a family tradition for many folks. You know, they may have come out here as a young person, and now they're bringing their own family out here. That's just wonderful. But I think the past few years, we've had more and more school systems that have been coming out. We have in, I think it's the first week or second week in March, we have a school that's coming out here from Danbury, a little bit further away for us, and they're coming out for our Maple Magic field trip where the children are going to come out and learn about the history of making maple syrup in Connecticut and then see the process, maybe even help empty a few of the buckets that are out there. So we get families from the local area, we get schools that are coming out here for educational programs, and we're certainly becoming a destination. It was around this time last year that the Department of Agriculture, State of Connecticut's Department of Agriculture, put up on their webpage a picture of Flanders Sugar House, which is a very beautiful location. It's a truly beautiful post and beam sugar house. It's quite something to see, especially when the evaporator is running and steam is plowing out of the cupola on the top of it. So the state had put us, our sugar house, on their page, and that drove a lot of folks from around the state of Connecticut, maybe even further, to take a ride over to Flanders for our open house and demonstration days.
Well, who out there is ready to take a little day trip, field trip out to Woodbury to enjoy some maple syrup from Flanders Nature Center and Land Trust? All I want to know about is their pancake day that's coming up.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham.
Hey, we are taking care of Connecticut and covering everything that's exciting here in the state. I'm Morgan Cunningham from Greenwich to Grifterdale, Salisbury down to Stonington. And that's not only where our listeners are. Every week I get emails, morgan.cunningham@odyssey.com. I'll give it out again in a second if you'd like to get in touch with me. And we're working on getting an automated number here. Everything's a work in progress. Lots going on behind the scenes. We'll get it ready. Don't you worry, and we'll connect with everybody. But I do want to say a special shout out to Tony. Tony, who sometimes listens in Shelton, but Tony also lives in Florida, and he emailed me at morgan.cunningham@odyssey.com, AUDACY.com is how you spell that. He sometimes listens in Kissimmee, Florida, and I guess right now he is down in Florida, and every weekend, actually he says every morning, let me get that right, every morning he's listening to WTIC on the Odyssey app. It is free. You can download it, Odyssey app. AUDACY, and he emailed me at morgan.cunningham@odyssey.com, AUDACY, to let me know that he is out there and tuned in. And I also heard this past week from Lisa in Middletown, and all of these folks, they reach out to me, and you're all welcome to send me one of those drops. You hear them at the quarter hour where people say, hi, I'm Tony, and I'm in Shelton, and I'm listening to Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham. You can record those on your phone using a voice memo, not too hard, and then you go and you select that file, and you can send it to me in an email, and we'll get it on the show. But love hearing from you guys. Love knowing where Spotlight Connecticut makes it every single week on WTIC News Talk 1080 as we hang out in Woodbury today.
This is WTIC in Hartford.
Hi, I'm Charlie in Farmington, and I'm listening to Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham.
I'm Morgan Cunningham on Spotlight Connecticut. This week we're talking with Vince LaFontaine, Executive Director of Flanders Nature Center and Land Trust. Vince, great to have you on the program talking about maple. There are different kinds of syrups, aren't there? Different grades, some that are darker, a little bit lighter. What are the differences?
Yeah, maple syrup grading is in itself, it's got quite a story behind it. The grading system, which was put in place a long time ago, goes from the lightest grade, or the syrup that you would have at the earliest part of the season, to the darkest grade, or the syrup that you would be making at the latter part of the season. So it goes from fancy to grade B's. And the fancy syrup almost looks like honey. I mean, it's barely looks like what you would think is maple syrup, and it has a really refined, sweet maple flavor. Up in Vermont, where they make a lot more syrup than they do down here in Connecticut, there are folks that can produce quite a lot of fancy. And the difference here is that Connecticut and Vermont's temperatures, they have colder temperatures up in Vermont. You need the coldest part of the season, which usually happens at the first part of the maple season, to produce fancy. You are taking clear sap from the tree, and you're evaporating it, boiling it, and making the syrup really fast. It's not spending a lot of time on heat, and thus it doesn't have that caramelization that you see later on. After fancy, you have the table-grade syrups, the grade A syrups that you may see medium dark. And then, of course, you have the grade B, which is a very robust type of maple syrup. The flavor itself is almost bittersweet. But there's so many folks who love those darkest syrups because they not only eat it on pancakes, but they'll also use it in cooking, making bread, maybe beer making. There's a number of different things that you can do with those really dark maple syrups.
I was fascinated last year to learn that in some cases, particularly in Vermont, I don't know so much about Connecticut, but up in Vermont, I have read and found out that there are maple syrup producers in Vermont that actually ship out their sap to Canada and have the refining or the bottling done. And so, in other words, the process is not fully done at the factory. And I think those are particularly the bigger stores. But at Flanders, I would imagine everything is done there in-house.
Yeah, at Flanders, we do everything here. We tap our own trees, collect our own sap. We evaporate. We have a beautiful, very large evaporator, which is quite something to watch. All the folks who come for the maple syrup demonstrations get to see it in action. And inside of the Flanders Sugar House, which has the cupola, which allows the steam to roll right out of the top of the roof, it's quite a scene to see that being produced. And then we do use, when we draw off the hot maple syrup, we do use a modern filter press to filter and press out the syrup, in which time we bottle it ourselves and then sell it right there as a fundraiser to the folks who visit.
We've been talking a little bit today about how you guys have demonstrations available for people to go to Flanders, the Nature Center and Land Trust in Woodbury, and actually watch the maple syrup being made. So if they're to go, what would they see?
Great. That's a great question. Our maple syrup demonstrations, the first one starts on Saturday, February 25th, and then it runs on Saturdays and Sundays until the last one is March 12th, So every Saturday and Sunday, beginning Saturday, February 25th. There's a whole bunch of different times, and again, it's an open house type thing, so you can stop by. They're primarily in the afternoons, 1 until 4 o'clock. What they would see is they'd come to the Flanders Sugar House, and where there would be volunteers demonstrating how you turn maple sap into syrup. They do it with an entertaining mix of science, stories, and humor. It's really a program that is good for an entire family, and it's pretty fascinating to watch the process from start to finish, which you're able to do inside of the beautiful maple syrup house.
What's some of the equipment that people would see?
Well, when they first arrive, they're going to drive in, and they're going to drive past some of the areas that have all the buckets and tubing hanging. So they're going to, just even before getting to the sugar house, they're going to drive onto the Van Vleck Farm and Nature Sanctuary, and they're going to see the signs that we're collecting maple sap out across those fields. When they get to the sugar house, they're going to see some artifacts of how maple syrup was produced in years past. We have a beautiful old kettle in which you would see, and there's usually a volunteer who's talking about how maple syrup was done during the colonial days. And then you could see how and talk about that process. But then you can step right into a modern sugar house and see a very large maple syrup evaporator with wood-fired underway, where it's literally evaporating. The steam is coming up, they're boiling out all that water to get to the maple syrup.
I bet you see people from all over. Now, think about this, Vince LaFontaine, Executive Director of the Flanders Nature Center and Land Trust. WTIC News Talk 1080 covers the whole state of Connecticut. In terms of our signal, it may be weak in some parts of the state, but you can still hear the station. Of course, with the internet, you go to WTIC.com or use the Odyssey app. You can hear us crystal clear wherever you may be. So with that in mind, the fact that we're announcing this to the whole state of Connecticut, do you guys hear from people and see people who are visiting from all across the state or even perhaps the region?
We really do. Last year we were so grateful to the State of Connecticut Department of Agriculture for them showing the iconic Flanders Sugar House on its front page as announcing of the maple season happening, but also saying, pointing out that Flanders just has such a well-known, beautiful location. The Sugar House is a very big sugar house, so it accommodates quite a few people to go in there and see how the volunteers are making the maple syrup. And we definitely get folks driving from all over the state. It's really not that bad of a trip. Woodbury is in northwestern Connecticut, but close to 84, Route 84. So you can get here from all over Connecticut.
Makes for a good day trip, huh?
Definitely does.
March 5th, you guys have a pancake fundraiser for. What are you guys raising money for?
Yeah, well, the maple syrup, when it's made by all these volunteers, it's bottled, is a fundraiser for the Nature Center. Flanders mm-hmm. is a 501c3 environmental educational nonprofit. So all the funds that are raised from the sale of the maple syrup goes straight to help us meet our mission. We also do a pancake breakfast, which is just one of those old-time fun New England experiences. It happens at the Woodbury Emergency Services Building, the firehouse in Woodbury, on Sunday, March 5th, from 8 a.m. till 12 p.m., and it's a family event. This is not a high-cost event. It's breakfast is $9 for adults and $7 for children, and anybody under 2 eats free. And all the proceeds of the breakfast benefits Flanders educational programs. In the event that there's a snow event on that Sunday, we do it the following Sunday, which is March 12th.
I've got to ask because I love pancakes. Who doesn't, right? So if you've got the pancakes, obviously you have maple syrup. Do you guys have like the fruit and the whipped cream to go along with it, or is it just the straight pancake maple syrup?
Yeah, it's a little bit of everything. We pancakes. There's coffee, tea, orange juice. They have butter and all the rest of the toppings for your pancakes there. Run by volunteers. It's a real fun family morning.
And do you guys have different kinds of maple syrup, or is it just one kind for everybody and everything?
Again, that's a good question, Morgan. And it usually depends, because if the season is a season in which it's really cold and we've only made syrup for a couple weeks before that, it's usually those higher grades, that fancy type syrup. But if it's a year like this, you might have a couple different grades of syrup there. So we might have made a little fancy, and now we're making some medium or darker ambers.
Vince LaFontaine, Executive Director of the Flanders Nature Center and Land Trust. Check it out in Woodbury because they've got their maple and everything. Now, Vince, you mentioned that you've only been part of this as Executive Director for a handful of years, but you've known about Flanders now for quite some time, going back to when you were much younger and you saw one of these demonstrations. All your years aware of this and being part of it, is there any one story that stands out to you about the magic of Flanders?
Well, yeah, that's a great question. I think I'm just going to go back to the fact that Flanders was founded by a visionary donor, but while we did have a visionary donor, we had a group of volunteers. At first, that group of volunteers was the Women's Junior League of Waterbury, but that group grew. And as of today, we have over 300 active volunteers at the Nature Center. Whether they're doing the maple program or they're part of our other naturalist-type programs that we do, environmental education programs that we do through the year, or our small animal farm that we have here on the Van Vleck campus, or they may be associated with Flanders Art Committee, that we have, or our ongoing land trust activities and conservation activities. It's just amazing. To me, I think the most special fact about Flanders is that it is truly a part of this greater Woodbury-Waterbury community area, and there are so many ways to be connected, be a part of the Nature Center. That's kind of the special ingredient that is very hard to see, but it's here. It's really magic.
Vince, where can people learn more about Flanders and figure out, okay, this is something I want to do and check out? How do I get there? How do I learn more?
Yeah, well, we do have a terrific website. You can go to flandersnaturecenter.org. That's probably your easiest thing to do. After that, calling the Nature Center at 203-263-3711 and asking to be put onto our mailing list. We do a catalog, a full complete catalog of our activities. It comes out three times a year because there's a winter-spring catalog right now, one that's in the summer and one in the fall, and getting onto our mailing list is another great idea. If you're somebody who likes doing social media, follow us on Facebook. We try our best to do a different post every day on Facebook and Instagram, just letting everybody know about the ongoing activities that are happening here at the Nature Center or what we're doing within our conservation work. Again, as an accredited land trust, we're doing continually doing things in managing the properties that we care for in perpetuity.
Vince, one more time, can you give out the phone number for people who may want to jot it down?
Definitely. You could call 203-263-3711. Ask for Amber and join on to our mailing list. Then you can stay in contact with us throughout the whole year, because while we're talking about maple right now, there are many Nature Center activities and educational opportunities, summer camps, and fun things that happen at Flanders all year long.
That number one more time for everybody in our Spotlight Connecticut audience is 203 563-3711. Vince LaFontaine, Executive Director, thank you for coming on and telling us about the Flanders Nature Center and Land Trust.
Oh, I'm so glad you reached out, Morgan, and thank you for giving me the opportunity. I hope you get a chance to come out here to the Nature Center as well.
I do. I want to check it out, and I want to thank Alex, who I guess is one of your volunteers. He's involved somehow. He listens to Spotlight Connecticut, and he sent me the note and says, hey, check them out. So I want to encourage other listeners to do the same. You can reach me by email, morgan.cunningham@odyssey.com, AUDACY. So thank you, Alex.
Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham, embracing what's fun with Connecticut on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.